Blog Talk Radio.
Joe Monahan, your host for Biscuits and Tea Mystic. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. A gifted medium and psychic, Victoria, will be with me. We're going to talk about mediumship. And don't forget to call in for your one question. And I'm letting you know that we will be over in Naples at a psychic fair at 3285 Pine Ridge Road in Naples. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm going to bring Victoria on. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you doing? Good.
Good.
Now, the Naples Fair is going to be on the 19th.
On Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. Saturday the 19th on March.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. It's from 10 till 7, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. And there are going to be all kinds of vendors between jewelry. They do psychic massages, they do Reiki, all kinds of things. And you and I are going to be doing our psychic readings and our healing, which is going to be awesome. I can't wait.
It's always a lot of fun to help people, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That's the main purpose of what I believe in. That's my main focus on my life nowadays.
And
I've done other things, but I'm ready for this now to open up even more so.
Now, I'm curious, have you always been psychic and a medium? Were you born that way?
Yes, ma'am. And my mother, my grandmother, my aunts were also psychics. But back then, you didn't really acknowledge it because you were, you know, it was something that was evil and just it wasn't, you know, you don't talk about things like that. But I've always been very open to the psychic ability, and I've immersed myself into it, and I do a lot of praying and meditating. I've also worked for Altamont Springs at the health fairs doing the Reiki and doing the readings. I've worked at Golden Gems. I've worked in Orlando, and as of right now, I'm still working in Orlando. I don't know if I'm allowed to say where I'm working, but it's a very large company, and I go under a psychic entertainer, what I do.
Oh, I bet that's fun.
I do many readings there. It is. It keeps me hopping. Yes, ma'am.
I bet that's a lot.
And I've been doing readings for like about 35 years. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it. And then I also go to a psychic church, and I'm also a healer there, and I'm part of the trustees also at the church. So I'm very focused in psychic abilities and developing other people with what they need to learn.
Wow, you're a busy lady.
Yes, I am.
And
that keeps me growing.
Oh, and being the medium, I see dead people too. And you see
yes.
dead people like just you and me sitting here? Because that's how I see.
I see them as I get the smell. They may have smoked a lot of cigarettes or something. They'll show me cigarettes or the smell of it. I can taste something that they may be giving the person, my client that I'm talking to, they may be sending them some flowers. So I see the flowers, and I can describe the clothes that the spirits are wearing. And this helps them understand who they, you know, who they're talking to or who I'm talking to and relating the information back to them. Now, what I get, which is really cool, is goosebumps. I call it goosebumps. When I'm talking to the spirits and I'm really, really in tune with the person, I get a lot of goosebumps. They go through my legs. My hair stands up on my head. My hair is short, but I don't look funky, though. But in my arms, my hair on my arms stand up. So it's like electricity going through my body.
Yeah,
and
I call them
like,
God bumps.
Yeah, God bumps. That's a good name for them. But I get a lot of that. And then I get a lot of visualization also. And then also sometimes when a client's sitting with me, I can see their auras.
Yeah.
And the thing about doing this is that we make people very, very happy because they realize that there is life after death. It's just not, that's it, you're done with, you know, in the hole and cover up. There is a lot of spirits around us, and they're working with us at all times. We're never, ever alone. We're always being protected and guarded by the spirits.
Always. And also it helps them get closure.
Yes, it does. Yes. Because that's what a lot of my clients need are closures, just to know that they're being well protected and the people on the other side are happy. They're not in pain or under any stress at all anymore, that they're very much around us and speaking to us.
And have you noticed that there is no old people in heaven? They all are in the prime of their lives. They're 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Yes. And what is so neat is that they show me how they look when the person that I'm reading will know who they are.
Right.
You know? It's like the style of clothes that they're wearing or just everything that I need to know to help this other person, my client, know that there is, you know, the clients are being protected and spirits are around them.
And it's stuff that only they would know. There's no way you'd know.
Yes, yes. And that's what really shocks them a lot.
Yeah, they so neat.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
The other things beside being, you say you do a lot of healing, so you do healing through the church.
Yes, ma'am, and I also do healing when I'm talking. Well, when I first meet my client, I'll hold their hands and I send them Reiki. Then we say a prayer, and I ask the guardian angels and spirits to work through me, to guide me, and to help this person that I'm working with. And I also ask for protection. around myself and this other person, my client that I'm working with. I always do this. It's very important for me to make the client at ease and feel comfortable, because sometimes you get people that are totally scared because they've never had a reading and they don't know what to expect. So what I like to do, I like to make them feel very comfortable when I first talk to them, and I need to talk to them for a few minutes, like maybe just get them to laugh so I can get into their vibrations.
And that's,
that's important.
Very important, yes. And prayer is a protection, always. It's always
yes.
important to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and I
how
wanted,
do we...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
How do we get a hold of you if we want to get a hold of you?
Okay, my phone number is 407-600-1002.
And do you have a website or anything like that?
I'm not a really computer savvy person, but if they want to text me, they can text me, or they can go on the internet, and it's readingsbyvictoria48@gmail.com. But it's
thank
best
you.
To call.
Mm-hmm. And me, you can get a hold of me at 561-333-5367, and then my website, kellyjoepsychic.com. So, how about we do a reading for the first person that's been waiting here, and I will go to the 323 number. Hello, 323.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name and question?
Hi, guys. My name is Yvette.
Hi,
Yvette. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I haven't asked this question in a long time. I'm feeling curious about it, the love question. Just generalizing
okay.
to what's kind of cooking.
I'll let you go first, Victoria.
What was the question again, dear?
The love question.
The love question, okay. I have a lot of energy with you also. They're saying when you're not looking, you're going to find this person. If you're with somebody now, that's fine. But I do feel like there's a new energy coming in with you, and that when you're not looking, you're going to find them. But I feel like that they're going to be at your level, because I don't want you wasting your time with somebody that's not at your level, because you're going to get bored with them and you're going to be starting looking for something new. Are you with anybody now?
Nope.
Okay. When you're not looking, you'll find him. And I'm getting a 3 with you, and I'm also getting a W with you. So they may come from like Wyoming or something with a W, maybe from Washington. But this is the way they're coming, and I'm getting a 3 with you, which also means within the 3 weeks to 3 months that they're going to be coming. And I feel like that they're very, very sure of themselves, and they've been to college, and they have a head on their shoulders. So that's going to be really, really good for you. So don't look. And pray. Ask the guardian angels to send you somebody at your level that you can feel comfortable with and that they can feel comfortable with. And also visualize this person. Tell the universe what you want and what you're looking for. Write it down in detail. Put it on the refrigerator and say, universe, guardian angels, God, this is the person I'm looking for, and I would like you to bring them to me. And say, thank you for bringing them to me. Always be positive when you're working. It's called an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And this will help you find what you're looking for. But make sure that you, be specific. Write down what you're looking for. Are you on the internet a lot or looking on the internet for somebody?
No.
Okay, I was going to say be very aware of that. That's not too good. But I do feel like this person you're going to be meeting, it may be in a grocery store, or somebody's going to introduce you to him.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to hop in here now. I see a tall, dark, and handsome dude. He's 6'3". He has dark hair. He works with his hands. He has calloused hands. I think you'll meet him in a repair place, like Home Depot or Lowe's or, he does wear blue jeans, T-shirt, and work boots that are steel-toed. I see you. I get August, big time for you.
Okay.
And
very good.
He'll be your intellectual match.
Okay.
And you won't be able to push. He'll be the man. He'll be the leader. He won't let you be the leader. And you're going to trust him. Here's a saying for you. You're going to trust him and learn how to dance backward in high heels.
That could be easy.
There you go. I hope that was
Thank
helpful
you.
To you.
No, it was fun. Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye, dear. Thank you.
All right. Next one, we got 216. Hello, 216. What's your name and question?
Hello there. My name is Sharon. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
You.
Hello. Oh, boy, it's pouring out here, boy. It just started raining. Just got offered a job, and I accepted it. And I want to see what you can feel on it.
Go ahead, Victoria.
I am getting good energy with it. I'm getting the goosebumps again, like I said. And it's going to be very good. Also, I feel like, is it like in the management of some kind? Is it like a possibility going into management?
Kind of, because I manage my bosses. Yeah. You manage accounts. Yeah, this is like, I've been looking for a year, and this is like the best one out of all of them, and I really mean that. I wrote down 5 companies I want to work for, and this was one of them.
Very good. That's
it just
creative
took me
visualization.
A long time.
Yeah,
I know,
but that's
divine timing. I know.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
But it's a good decision for me. This is what I'm saying. It's going to work out good, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. And I also see like you're moving with that. There's going to be an opportunity to move up with the business. So that is going to be good. And I see like management with you. So let them know that you're very interested in staying with them. And do they have any like opportunities to like advance with management?
They do. Yeah, they have lots because it's a pretty big company.
Good. Yes, ma'am. Talk to them about the management program. See if they have a management program. I know you're just beginning, but let them know that you're really, really interested in what they're doing and let them know what you know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Don't hold back. Don't be afraid to say anything to them, but just, you know, pick up the pace a little bit.
I know.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Because the Guardian Angels wanted you to know that was for you, especially for you. You're going to do awesome, girl. Well, I'm getting goosebumps again.
Oh, it's
again.
A
yeah.
great job.
Are you thinking about getting a new vehicle also? Because there's going to be a chance to get
one.
A new vehicle.
I just got a new vehicle.
Good.
Yeah, I just got one.
Very good. Good. Okay. Thank you.
There's a connection there with Orlando, too. Are they out of Orlando?
They do have office. Yes, they have an office there. You're
because
absolutely right.
Because there's some big connection with Orlando. And you might be like a float person. You might have to go up and float back.
Oh.
So you'll
that
be
wouldn't
what's
bother
called
me.
That's what's called a floater. And they're saying that it's a great benefit package. You even get eyeballs and teeth. They say eyeballs and teeth. So you get your teeth and eyeballs and insurance. So that's awesome.
You're so cute. You're right. The benefits are phenomenal. But that and the pay is phenomenal. But it's the job also. You know what I mean? Yes. It's a good
job.
You feel it's good too? You feel it's good too?
Oh, totally.
Yes, ma'am, I do. This is Victoria. Yeah. I would definitely jump on it.
I know. I just haven't accepted it. Yes, but I'll believe it when I'm sitting at my computer. You know what I'm saying? I know. But you understand?
Just
I know, you guys. This has been a struggle for a year for me. Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't a struggle. No. It wasn't a struggle. Don't make it a struggle. It was a lesson for you to be learned. And you learned it, girl. You learned patience. Isn't that awesome?
That's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
you're
everything
right.
That we
that,
do is for
the
a
P-word
reason.
Perfect.
Huh?
You're
the
so
P-word
funny.
Perfect.
But it was just a resting period for you to get your ducks in a row.
Thank you so much, you guys. I am so happy. Oh, you guys don't even imagine. Everybody needs money. You know, they need to work. Unless you're one, you know what I'm saying. But we all need to work. And when you're not working, it's not fun. Believe me, it's scary.
True. But you're not going to need the money because the money is not going to be important to you. in that way, the money is going to come to you that much stronger.
I know.
See, when you're struggling, you go, you know, crazy. But now that you've got it and you've got the happiness, it's all going to flow with you. It's going to flow. And you are going to do awesome, girl. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, both of you.
And I hear a song.
Thank you.
Ethel Merman singing It's Coming Up Roses. Ethel Merman's It's Coming Up Roses. There's your song.
Perfect.
Yep.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. So are you.
She had a lot of energy, but I'm still getting goosebumps with her. She's going to do awesome.
She's going to do
really
awesome.
She's going to be like one of the executives, and she's going to help a lot of other people.
She finally found her
niche. Yes. That's
we
awesome.
Have another one, 509, so.
Okay.
Hello. Whoops, it's spinning. Hello, 509. Hello? Are you there?
Taking a coffee break. But that's okay. We can visit until
they
call back.
We'll just yabber and talk. You can call back, 509.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's there.
Being a medium is really awesome. Hmm?
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you. Everybody was happy about that.
Yes. The energy is very strong with you.
But, being a medium and being a psychic and clairvoyant is so much fun. It's just, we have fun all the time.
Yes. And we have a purpose. The purpose is to make other people, you know, happy and find what they're looking for. And that's what works.
Yeah, help them find the answers that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's
so how long
honor.
Have you been doing a medium?
I was born this way. I've been doing it since I was 16 years old. I worked on murder cases when I was a kid and broke them.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And been doing readings professionally since, you know, 16, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. I mean, I'm this way 24/7. All my best friends are people I met through readings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known them forever, you know.
Interesting people. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
when
all walks of
and things
life.
Like that.
All walks of
yes.
life. You name it, we meet it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is
mm-hmm.
so neat.
The funny thing is, go ahead, Annie. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. What?
I do not read for my family because I am so particular in what I do. I want to make sure I'm doing it right, that I don't read my family because I don't want to interfere with their lives and things, which a lot of
mediums
like. Well,
too, you're prejudiced with it.
Yes. Oh, yes, because they're my kids.
You know, and it's like
yes.
you have your own, even though your wants, your desires, your prejudices have nothing to do with the reading. It ain't no thinking
mm-hmm.
thing. You do put that on there if it's your kid or your person, you know.
Mhm. Mhm.
So, and you have to be careful of that. So that's a good. But I know that you know if there's something the matter with somebody in your family, you feel it.
Yes, and I'm also an empathist. So when I'm reading a customer, I can feel their pain, and I have to say to them, I'm not a doctor prescribing anything. But you need to get this checked, or you need to go to the doctors and get it looked at.
Right.
And that's
yep.
very
medical
important.
Medical intuitiveness.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try the 509 one more time. If they don't answer, we'll just...
Let them go.
Yep. They might just want to
mm-hmm.
listen. Hi, 509. I guess they just want to listen.
That's okay.
That's
we'll
okay.
Mary on the phone. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So, thank you for coming on.
I've enjoyed this. And I really like your people, because I can feel the lady that we just talked to, I can feel both their energies is very strong, and they're going to be very, very good. Now, what I like to use, I don't use tarot cards. I use angel cards, which to me, they work well with me. And then when I have when I'm at Universal working, doing my readings there, I have animal cards that I use for the children, which are really good.
Oh, they probably
the children
love those.
I think I like the older people and the children the best because they're both brand new. Now, the children will talk to me about things that have been bothering them. And like they see things that maybe the parents acknowledge what they see, you know, because a lot of children still have the psychic ability about them that they haven't been told, you don't see this, you don't hear this. They have a lot of parents that are open. And the children are so gifted because I keep talking about the people that I've been working with because I have a lot of indigo children come up that are, you know, wanting to know what's going on or why they are afraid of something. And I just, you know, I talk to them and I guide them. So it's like we're like guidance counselors also.
Yeah, because kids are so aware nowadays.
Yes, yes. And there's so many new generations coming up, like the indigo children, the star children, the rainbow children. And these are all children that are highly evolved.
On a spiritual level.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. And they you know, they talk like, you know, adults instead of children. And that's really cool, too.
Well, they're old souls, you know. There's a place called the Gyarie. That is all the little souls are held, and that's where they're coming from. And there's some of the oldest souls that are reincarnating now, and they just remember. They automatically knew.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look in a little baby's eyes, and they're just so aware because they're looking. When a child looks above you, they're looking at their angels and guardian angels and your angels.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you have your cat or dog in the house and it barks at something that's not there because the animal can sense the spirits around them. And that's I've also cleared some houses, too. I've done some where I go in and I clean the house, you know, mentally and physically and spiritually, I clean houses also. And that's interesting.
I do, too. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And seal vortexes and everything, yep. And a lot of times...
Mm-hmm.
It's a land ghost, or they've opened up a doorway and they don't know how to close it. It's a lot of times, if it's pretty bad, you say, "What did you do?" What did you do?
And go to the light. Yes,
go
yes.
to the light, through the light of God.
Now,
Thank you very much.
I live in Orlando, Florida, so I do phone readings over the phone or. If somebody's wanting to have a party, a birthday party, and things like this, I also go to the people's homes to do that, too.
And me, too. Yep, I do parties, too.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Give them your number again.
Okay, my number is 407-600-1002. I ask for a very easy number.
And me, 561-333-5367. And my website, KellyJoePsychic.com. And, you know, we do a little bag of everything, you know. We do a little bit of everything. We're multitaskers.
Yes. And ADDs. We have a little bit of everything. We're Heinz 57, which is good. But everybody has a gift. They just have to do some praying and meditating and put some time aside to... focus on what they're doing. Now, sometimes the spirits come really, really fast, so all we have to do is ask them in our minds and ask them to slow down a little bit or to speed us up and slow them down so we can all hear each other. But it's really, being a psychic and a medium has really, helped me grow and to find out who I am and to work with my, you know, my spirits is just like out of this world, which it is out of this world.
It's cool, and we're all aware to some extent, you know.
Yes.
You know, everybody has what's called the intuition and just have to use it. Like mommy ears, I call it. You know, the child too quiet, go check on the child. That's mommy ears.
Mommy ears, that's cute.
What's the child doing? Mommy ears, okay, there you go.
And I'm evil, which I've been starting to do. I keep developing my abilities, which is getting stronger and stronger, which are, people are really hungry for something. It's not like they're hungry for something and they don't know what it is. It's like being hungry for something to eat, but you, once you get it, you're not really satisfied with it. I call it a spirit hunger now, that more people are becoming aware of their spirituality, that they want to connect with the spirit. And that's really awesome because everybody's becoming more listening to what the angels are telling them. We're all kind of slowing down a little bit and hearing things that we haven't. We think that everybody hears and sees what we do, but they don't.
They don't. Not everybody
does. Now, when I'm looking
does.
At a Now, when I'm looking, I do a little palm reading, too. When I look at a person's hands, if their hands are really, really warm, they're very, very much of a healer. And 9 times out of 10, they are going into the medical field.
Totally.
That they can be very good playing